Good morning. We want to bless God this morning for his goodness and his faithfulness. We are here to learn about the Church of Jesus Christ and how it ought to work. We have established that the church at Ephesus had one message from Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And the message was, you are living in a corrupt world. You're working in a corrupt environment. But I want you to know that you should not be ashamed of my chains, but because you are wealthy people, you are rich in God, you are rich in Christ. You have got all the wealth of God. And because you have got the wealth of God in Christ Jesus, then walk in a manner worthy that calling. You have been called by God. You are following God. You are following Christ. We know that we are followers of Christ. The call is one of the blessing to follow Christ. But we follow Christ in this wild environment. So he says, walk in that kind of a walk. And what kind of a walk is it? So Paul has already described some key stakeholders that determine the walk. One of the key stakeholders is God. He determines our walk, who called us. He is faithful, Christ and the Holy Spirit. He also knew the enemy is also a determinant. We'll be looking at that, what we need to do because of the enemy. We need to make warfare. We need to make warfare. We look at it at chapter 6, how to make warfare, how to put on the whole armor of God as we follow Christ. But here, as we look at the walk, we are looking at those determinant. God is the determinant. Holy Trinity is the determinant. Evil Trinity is another determinant. We also discovered that the kingdom workers are other determinants, and the church herself, as she walk, is a determinant of how she walk. Now, there are a number of things we discovered that we need to walk in humility. We need to walk in oneness. We need to walk in love. We need to walk following Christ. Here in chapter 4 and verses 20 to 32, we want to see some of the things we need to put off and some of the things we need to put on. So we want to understand what to put off, and that is the old nature. How to put off the old nature and how to put on the new nature. We have got two natures. One of it is called old nature, and the other one is called new nature. That's what Paul will be dealing with here. And let's go together. We want to go back a little, though we are supposed to start from 20. Let's go back at verse 17, just to understand the two natures. Because self determines how to walk here. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. It reminds us not to live the way we used to live as Gentiles, because we are no longer Gentiles. That's the old nature. That's the one that we are going to be put off or to be putting off. Then we are told, what is it that we need to people do? How are the Gentiles? They are darkened in their thinking, in the understanding, and they're separated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Their hearts are hardened, their ignorance of the grace of God. They have lost all sensitivity. These are Gentiles now. Those people do not believe, because this is how we were.
And they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. So Paul is describing these people, how they look. This is how this church, this how the Corinthians, I mean, how the Ephesians church used to be. Then he says, do not be like them. We need to put off. Then he says, that's, however, is not the way of life you learned. Have you discovered that the putting off the old nature and putting on the new nature is also something you learn? It is something that we can be able to learn and do with the help of the Holy Spirit. So this is not the way you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. So we were taught the truth in Jesus Christ. So we need to learn how to put it off. Of course, with the help of the Holy Spirit. You are taught in regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. May the Lord God continue to help us. This is one of the greatest challenge. So as we walk the walk of Christ, we need to understand that walking with Christ, we need to change our steps. Some, you see, walk, every walk is made up of steps. And Paul is saying that we are walking with Christ here, walking with the Holy Spirit, walking being helped by the fivefold gifts or ministry. We are walking here, but how do we need to walk amongst unbelievers? We need to change our steps. The old nature becomes part of the steps. But we also need to be taught of Christ how to put off this old nature that is deceived by its desires. To be made new. You see, Paul is saying that, let me repeat, you are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. You see, now we are being told that we need to be made new in the attitude of our minds. That's where our thinking, that's where the making is going on. And to put on the new self. So we put off, then they put on. We cannot be able to put on a new self unless first we put off the old self. That is the greatest challenge. But this is what the Bible says, that we are being taught of Christ. The Holy Spirit is together with us. So we are to be able to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off. Let's now look at some of the things that we need to put off here. And some of the things we need to put on. Paul has said the way we walked. Then he said it's important to put off the old self and put on. Then what are some of those things we need to put off? What are those steps we need to change? Things to put off. To put off is, number one is falsehood. And then as we put off falsehood, we need to speak truthfully to our neighbors, for we are members of one body. So Paul is saying that we put off falsehood and then we put on truthfulness within the body of Jesus Christ. This will help us to maintain unity. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. The second thing that we need to put off is anger. And he says that when we are angry, we need to manage our anger. Not to let the sun go down when we are angry. Because anger does not give God glory. Anger actually gives a foothold. It becomes a stepping stone to the devil. Do you know, when bad things happened in our lives is when we were angry. We must know how to deal with anger. Anyone who has been stealing must stop stealing and must work doing something useful with their hands, own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Look, stop stealing, stop sharing. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful by building others up, accepting to their needs, according to their needs. That is, that it may benefit those who listen. Now here he now talked about our talk. He says we need to manage our mouth. We do not let unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, but what is helpful, what is building others according to their needs. You see, it is actually mouth that can be able to destroy what we talk about. It can be able to destroy unity. Then he finally talked about, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Talked about, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps us in these steps. This walk has got some steps we need to stop. Steps of anger, steps of stealing, steps of evil talk, coarse joke. We don't need to embitter the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we want to ask that you come upon us when we grieve you. You give us the ability. Forgive us for grieving you. Then he says, do not get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you in God. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So Paul finishes by talking about that we need to get from ourselves those steps. Steps of bitterness, steps of rage in this walk. In this walk, get rid of steps of anger. These are small steps of brawling, steps of slander. Get rid of this. Every form of malice, so that we can maintain unity. But what we need to put on, we need to be compassionate to one another. We need to forgive one another, just as in Christ God forgave us. Father, help us and to appropriate the power of the Holy Spirit in us so that we can be able to put off all the works of the old nature and put on all the steps of the new nature, being helped by the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.